When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We
are.
We
are.
We are Cultivate.
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 We are Cultivate.
You are now listening to the Shots and Thoughts Podcast, hosted by Chris, Ryan, and Sean.
What's up, shotties? Welcome to another episode of the internet's only educational improv comedy game show involving shots of liquor and D20s. I usually say shots and thoughts first before I say that.
Right? It's the umami pop you Ryan. It
it's the kid Chris.
And it's your boy Sean. This is the Shots and Thoughts podcast.
First episode of the new year.
Holy shit.
Recording.
Is that right?
Wow. No. We had an episode. We had an episode come out already.
Okay, cool.
Well, this is our first one recording
Craig,
in the new
take
year.
Take that out.
No, that's it. If you've never heard an episode of Shots and Thoughts before, is what we do is we learn something new every week, and then at the end of the second half of the episode, we play three drinking games, and then whoever took the most amount of shots has to give a recap of what we learned in the first half of the show.
Cool.
Wow.
So, today's topic, you may ask, since it is the first episode of the new year, or at least recording of the new year,
mm-hmm.
I thought it'd be fun to learn about Bill Gates' predictions.
What up, Bill?
Bill.
I'm old.
Is that a Bill Nye chant?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Bill Nye,
the science guy.
Bill. Okay,
you know,
well.
I found out he's not actually a scientist.
No, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, it was heartbreaking. Heartbreaking.
Who taught you?
Don't you see?
So it's just that he's just an actor?
Yeah. For the most part.
Dead at. Wow. He's good.
I think I knew that.
He's good at playing his role.
We
fucking believed a book, line, and sinker.
Well, back then we had no one to believe in.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn.
At least he gave us. You
know? We had no one to believe in. And,
Jesus.
Like our public figures were, who's the guy? Mr. Rogers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're making us sound older than we are. Mr.
Bob Ross.
Gumby.
Wow. Christ.
I'm trying to think of an old, like,
fucking puzzle place.
What the fuck is that?
Damn.
Anyways, guys.
Big
back to
couch.
Bill Gates. So I don't know when he started doing this, but Bill Gates every year has kind of like predictions on what he thinks will happen of that year, like technology and like health worldwide. You know, kind of just like world news that he thinks will probably happen just from the trajectory of technology from the previous year.
This would be the guy to talk to, right, about this kind of shit.
Yeah. What we are going to do are we're going to learn more about some of his past predictions, see if they were true, and then we're going to go into his predictions for this year.
Cool. I like
that. But as always, now that we have the topic and we know the topic, it's time for shot number one. Chris, what are we drinking?
Drinking a couple of G&Ts.
A gin and tonic. A
gin and topo, Yeah.
I didn't catch that whenever you told me, like, at the flavor of the bottle, that it was topo.
Lime. Topo with a twist of lime. Is that what it is?
Mm. Ooh.
Yeah, so whenever we were looking at all the liquors and the ingredients, I was like, what can we make? And I was like, oh, would gin taste good with, like, Topo Chico? And then Chris was like, oh, yeah, that's literally a gin and tonic. And I was like, oh, really? That's all it is? And he's like, it's called a gin and tonic. Yeah, dude. I was like, oh, okay.
Sick. Cheers.
Well, it's made with tonic water, which is also like a carbonated water. Cheers.
Cheers. Yeah. Cheers. Is there a difference between tonic water and carbonated water and like?
Yeah, I think so. And like mineral club soda.
Minerals.
Like yeah.
Club soda. There's a difference?
Yeah, there's like slight differences.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Even in taste. Yeah. Oh, it's easy peasy.
Solid. Spilled all over my face.
I like that.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. All right, so hypothesis. I mean, I don't know if we could guess previous. How do you want to do a hypothesis?
You know, I didn't even know he did this.
Yeah. I didn't know he did it either until I like Googled, like, you know, try to figure out what we wanted to do this week. Kind of just Googled the news. And then his predictions came up and I was like, oh, I wonder if he does this every year.
Mm.
And then it turns out he's been doing it for a couple of years. I don't know how many. I saw one of his predictions was that COVID was going to end in 21. That was kind of a bummer.
Mm.
Not so true on that one.
I think even I beat him on that. I think I said 2022 was closer to our ending.
Oh, another one I saw.
No, it's not that it's over, but you know.
Another one I saw when I was reading like his past ones was that I think one of his guesses at the beginning of last year would be that virtual reality and like workplace settings would mix more often.
Oh.
Which ended up being sort of true.
Virtual reality.
Yeah.
Like headsets and everything?
Yeah, like having work meetings in the metaverse or whatever.
Oh, okay. Which is...
For some people, that happens.
Yeah, but Zoom is not considered in the metaverse, right?
No, because that wouldn't have been a fair prediction because by then Zoom had already been a thing since 2020.
True. Yeah.
Damn,
but
could you imagine just fucking...
Jesus Christ.
The bit's over. Fuck it.
Oh, were you going to put the band like, over your eyes?
Yeah.
Dude, I was like, I was telling... We went to Burger Joint for Ryan's birthday. Happy birthday, Ryan.
Thank you.
And then I was like, oh, yeah, I saw this NFL VR game. It's like Madden, but VR.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And I was like, dude, I want to get that.
I'll throw it down. I got caught on someone's TikTok where they were like, oh, yeah, I think it was Speed, actually. I don't know. It looked, I don't know. I couldn't tell. I had the headset on and everything. But he was like running like this, but staying still. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Get me. Get me. Get me. But he's just staying still.
Oh, for the football
game? Yeah, football game.
It looks fun.
Yeah.
I see people like put like, they like line their living room for like running space so they don't like run into anything else. Like people take it for real. Mm-hmm. But then also people just like don't slam. Do that and they fucking slam into walls and shit. It's funny. But yeah.
Yeah.
Here's what we should do. Instead of giving a hypothesis on this, we should give our own hypothesis on what we think technology wise will happen this year. We'll give one each just to keep it brief so we can jump into it.
I got one already in mind.
Go for it.
I think AI.
I was gonna say something AI related to.
Yeah, AI for sure. It's already like made its mark. And it's like we know it's been around, but I think it's gonna be definitely like utilized more. Part of business plans. Company models.
We need to do it for our business plan. We don't have a business plan.
Yeah.
We should fucking make it.
Just write.
Just write something.
You know.
We are this. Write this.
Yeah. Today I was like really like diving into ChatGPT and like trying to test it. You know, I'm studying for a course and I was trying to have it like spill like what does it know. Can you generate 30 questions to help me out, like for study guide.
Yeah.
And it said, like, I cannot do that. Or no, for the test.
Oh.
It says, I can't do that. It's like too real for the test.
Mm.
And then I said, okay, can you generate 30 questions, 10 questions for a study guide? Sure. By the 10 questions, it spilled out like 10 questions.
It's fucking awesome.
I was like, oh man, a little, it's like a hack. You know?
Scary.
You can use it for anything. I was like, all right, create a study plan for the next 4 weeks. How many questions do I need to study? And you know, it was like crazy, man. Just developing it all. So you can really utilize that in business plans.
Yep.
All right. Do you have one, Chris?
I think that by the end of the year, I think we're gonna hear a lot more of like I feel like government restrictions on AI.
Hmm.
That's what I think, and that's what I don't know if I fear that because I don't know I don't know. Have you all heard of Lambda? Did we talk about Lambda yet?
No.
How that's how Google has a sentient robot.
I did read about that. I was like, I don't know if this is real or not.
Yeah. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't think that we're going to get to a point where we need to fear AI yet, at least within our lifetime. It's probably going to be our kids that have to deal with it. But I think that we're just going to hear a lot more restrictions.
Sorry to go off on a tangent, but speaking of sentient beings, did y'all see that dog on TikTok that realizes it's a dog?
What the fuck? No.
It's so, a robo dog?
No, it's a dog. It's a real dog. And like, you know, they use those buttons to talk.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Those things, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So the dog, I guess just over time of like, you know, making TikToks and like doing stuff, it like started to learn that it's not like that it looks different from
Holy
the
shit.
Owner. And like, why is it a dog? And like, it's learning the dog knowing that has made the dog depressed and it has to be on antidepressants.
Shut the fuck up. That's-
yeah. There's like a TikTok where the dog is like, I think it was hitting like bunny sad. And they were like, oh, why are you sad? And then like, gone, dad. And like, because the dad left for work or whatever.
Oh,
she was
okay.
like, oh, are you sad? Because, you know, he went to work. And then the dog was like, big sad, medicine now. And I was
oh,
like, oh
my God.
And then like another TikTok where the dog hit like, dog, why? And then, and then the owner was like, bunny dog. And then the dog just so walked crazy. To like a window and started staring at the window.
Holy shit. Wow.
And then another one where the dog like hit who this and then looked in the mirror. And then the owner was like, what? And the dog I've looked seen- at her and then put who this and then looked back in the mirror.
That's
I was like
fucking wild.
Yo, I feel so sad for this dog. That's Damn. Crazy.
He knows wow. too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We thought we had to fear AI. We have to fear the animals that have been here forever.
There's like a Rick and Morty episode like that.
Oh,
that,
really?
Literally the only Rick and Morty episode I've ever watched in my life.
Uh-huh.
Is, like dogs. Like, I think they just, I don't know the premise of the show, but like Rick, I think, is like a genius or something like that. And he did like an experiment that made mm-hmm. his dog smart.
Mm-hmm.
And then became sentient and like made machines to make all other dogs smart and they
oh
all took
my
over.
Gosh.
That's wow. like, whoa, this is wild. But anyways, yeah, the wow. sentient being thing reminded me. But my prediction for this year is that I feel, or maybe this is just hope, that like global climate change is taken more seriously and like more to the public. Cause I feel like people still don't understand that there's a water shortage, or people still don't really care about like the CO2 or like pollution or stuff. Mm. And
I feel like that's
things are looking grim for us if we don't fix things soon. So
did you see that thing? I mean, it was just a headline I saw, but it was like researchers are saying that the ozone layer should be like fixed in within like a decade or something.
So I saw that, but I saw it from like some
meme
Twitter.
Page, yeah.
So I'm like, I never
I
know
that.
If these things
yeah,
are true or not.
Yeah, I feel like
I'd rather hear a joke, though.
Bill Gates is always like a philanthropist concerning like global like integrity in terms of like global warming. I know he's big on medicine or developing was he big on developing a vaccine, I think, during COVID time? I don't know. Maybe
I'm pretty
maybe
sure
not.
He funded something.
Maybe. I'm not sure. Don't fact check me. But I feel like it rings a bell that he
Would
yeah,
be
yeah.
something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we have three hypotheses, our own guesses on what may happen with technology. So before we get into the actual news article, research by Craig, aka my beautiful wife Nancy. What's up, girl? we got to take shot number two.
Shot me up. I'm interested to see what he thinks.
What Mr. Gates is feeling.
Yeah. I want to hear his sports bets.
You want to hear the opposite of Metric Max sports bets, too. Cheers, y'all.
Cheers.
Oh, yeah. All right, so let's dig into it. Shout out Craig. Shout out Nancy. Thank you so much. So, what are Bill Gates' annual predictions. As Tom Ward states in his article in Futurism, quote, Bill Gates is pretty good at predicting the future, end quote. It seems that the world takes interest in what the co-founder of Microsoft has to say about our future, and while some of his predictions have been pretty spotty, many have come at least somewhat true.
Eugene Kim writes in Insider about 15 predictions Bill Gates made in 1999 and how scary accurate he was.
Damn, he's been doing this since 99?
Wow. Yeah, so since 1999 and how scary accurate he was. A glimpse of some of those. First, to take a pause and think back to life in the year of 1999. Okay. So number one, automated price comparison services will be developed, allowing people to see prices across multiple websites, making it effortless to find the cheapest product of all industries.
Nice. By that time, I don't think my parents believed in online shopping in 99.
Oh, no, for sure.
I feel like my parents didn't believe in online shopping until like 2010.
Yeah, somewhat recently, absolutely, yes.
Yeah, well, like, I feel like computers were like just breaking the scene. Like, the function was to play like the four video games that were there, the two video games that were there.
Right, right,
and,
yeah.
Like, maybe type something, you know?
Yep. It was a glorified typewriter back then.
Number two, people will carry around small devices that allow them to constantly stay in touch.
Shit.
And do electronic business from wherever they are. They will be able to check the news, see flights they have booked, get information from financial markets, and do just about anything else on these devices.
Man's predicted a smartphone in 99.
Wow. Three, people will pay their bills, take care of their finances, and communicate with their doctors over their internet.
Oh, that's fucking my health.
Yeah.
Small tangent, but like I talked to Willie about because we were watching this anime that came out in like 99, but it was very prophetic. It's like, oh, holy shit, 99. But yeah, it had to do with like the internet before the internet was a thing, and it kind of predicted a lot of things and like how it kind of like dehumanized people who would use it too much. It's something along that line.
What's it called?
Serial Experiments Lane.
Mm.
If you get a chance to watch that, that's a really good one to watch. It's kind of freaky. But anyway, he heard a quote from somewhere. I want to say it was like from the 1970s or something, where it's like, if you write about the future, you have a 70% chance of getting it right.
Oh, really?
Just because it's the future. You don't fucking know.
Oh, true, yeah.
So it's just like, you know, you can predict whatever, or you can, you know, just
make a bold prediction and it might happen.
Yeah, you can throw fucking darts on a dartboard and like, you know, they could be random ideas and they could happen just because it's the future. No one knows anything.
You know,
it's
like,
interesting.
When I hear you say that and I try and think like outside of the box,
mm-hmm.
like it's so hard. Like, and like, like here is Bill Gates making that like list yearly, you know? Like,
oh, yeah.
Like
yeah.
If I try and think, okay, in the future right now.
Yeah, I was low-key struggling during the hypothesis. I was like, all right, y'all got some? So I could think.
Yeah, like, my answer is, like, very, like, superficial. Like, doesn't scrape any depth, any, like, no, it's not thought-provoking. It's very just, like, automated. Just by saying what I said for
AI.
Yeah, it's very automated. It's just not, it's not thought-provoking. But, like, for these to make someone, to write that out in 99 when the internet's just kind of, like,
babies.
Baby.
Yeah, baby steps.
Baby. What is it? Web 1?
Yeah, Web 1.
GeoCities, baby. Angel Fire. Okay, anyway.
Angel Fire was fucking fire, bro.
Okay, number four, personal companions will be developed. That was in quotations. They will connect and sync all your devices in a smart way, whether they are at home or in the office, and allow them to exchange data. The device will check your email or notifications and present the information that you need. When you go to the store, you can tell it what recipes you want to prepare, and it will generate a list of ingredients that you need to pick up. It will inform all the devices that you use of your purchases and schedule, allowing them to automatically adjust to what you're doing. Accurate. Number five, constant video feeds of your house will become common. God damn it.
Shit.
Which inform you when somebody visits while you are not home. Oh, the Ring. Number six, private websites where your friends and families will be common, allowing you to chat and plan for events.
Wow.
Mm. Facebook.
Yeah, I guess not so private, but I guess you make private events and stuff. That's true. All right, 7, software that knows when you've booked a trip and uses that information to suggest activities at that local destination. It suggests activities, discounts, offers, and cheaper prices for all the things you want to take part in. Bro, he was just listing fucking million-dollar websites. It's like kayak.com, bro.
Yeah.
Number 8, Expedia. Yeah. While watching a sports competition on television, services will allow you to discuss what is going on live and enter contests where you vote on who you think will win. Hmm. Number 9, devices will have smart advertising. They will know your purchasing trends and will display advertisements that are tailored towards your preferences.
It's cookies.
Cookies. Jesus Christ. Number 10, television broadcasts will include links to relevant websites and content that complement what you're watching. Number 11, residents of cities and countries will help be able to have internet-based discussions concerning issues that affect them, such as local politics, city planning, or safety. Number 12, online communities will not be influenced by your location, but rather your interest.
Number 13, project managers looking to put a team together will be able to go online, describe the project, and receive recommendations for available people who would fit their requirements. Number 14, similarly, people looking for work will be able to find employment opportunities online by declaring their interests, need, and specialized skills. Number 15, companies will be able to bid on jobs, whether they are looking for a construction project, a movie production, or an advertising campaign. This will be efficient for both big companies and that want to outsource work that they don't usually face, businesses looking for new clients, and corporations that don't have a go-to provider for the said service.
I feel like 99, Bill Gates was fucking
on it.
15 for 15. Jesus Christ, he killed that one.
Yeah.
All right.
It's crazy. As we are reading each one, you think what relates to his prediction.
Like what current business today is using that.
Yeah.
That's fucking wild. All right. In 2017, Tom Ward discusses more of Bill Gates' predictions in futurism. There's most certainly an interesting one that changed our world in 2020. Mm. In the next 15 years, this is a quote from that, from one of his predictions. In the next 15 years, 33 million people could be wiped out in less than a year by a pathogen.
Well, Jesus Christ. Hello.
At the Munich Security Conference, Gates warned that epidemiologists say a fast-moving airborne pathogen could kill more than 30 million people in less than a year. This could be due to mutation, accident, or terrorist intent. While this may seem outlandish, similar events have occurred before. The most obvious example is the Black Death, which almost killed a third of Europe, but more recently, in 1918, the Spanish flu wiped out 50 to 100 million people.
What? I didn't know it was that much. Shit.
Wow. At his 2015 TED Talk, Bill Gates says, if anything kills over 10 million people in the next few decades, it is most likely to be a highly infectious virus rather than a war. Not missiles, but microbes, he said at the time. We have invested a huge amount in nuclear deterrence, but we've actually invested very little in a system to stop an epidemic. We're not ready for the next epidemic.
Jesus.
Holy shit. Wow. Fucking Nostradamus, dude. The World Health Organization estimates of at least 3 million people dying of COVID globally in 2020. Our World End data estimates 6.71 million deaths in total today.
Wow.
Matt Novak talks about more recent predictions in Gizmodo, which Bill Gates includes in his 2021 end of year note that he believes will occur in the next 2 to 5 years. Number 1, the worst of the COVID-19 pandemic will be over in 2022.
Mm.
First, the good news. Gates believed that the worst of the pandemic will be done sometime in 2022. That doesn't mean everything will go back to the normal of 2019, but it'll be a lot better, according to Gates. Notably, Gates didn't make a prediction about how the unvaccinated will fare by the end of 2022.
Two, meetings will be commonplace in the metaverse within 2 to 3 years. Gates is fully invested in the idea that the metaverse is just over the horizon, much like Zuckerberg at Facebook. And Gates thinks it's going to transform the way we conduct meetings.
Wow. Number three, people will have robust health diagnostic capabilities at home. Back in the 1960s, people were predicting that everyone would eventually have a computer that could do medical diagnostics at home, and Gates hasn't given up on that dream. The possibilities for your smartwatch to become a home health monitor seems extremely likely, but we're honestly still waiting on a lot of the apps and sensors that would make that happen.
Number four, a blood test for Alzheimer's will likely be approved. Gates is extremely optimistic about a lot of medical advances he believes are very close, including a blood test for the Alzheimer's disease. He stated, quote, another area to watch for in 2022 is Alzheimer's diagnostics. Huge progress has been made on this front recently, and there's a decent chance that the first affordable, accessible blood test for Alzheimer's will get approved next year.
Cool. And five, 2022 will be the year for the new normal. While Gates said he believes the worst of the pandemic will end in 2022, he explains by the end of his post that we'll all settle into a new version of normal. Even in many remnants of the COVID-19 health crisis continues. Quote, I think 2022 will be a year when many of us finally settle into a post-pandemic new normal. For me, that will mean going into the office a bit more as COVID cases hopefully go down. I want to find a new rhythm at home now that all three of my kids have moved away and my day isn't as structured around finding the time to spend with them, end quote. Wow. And your references. Futurism, Gizmodo, Insider, LA Times, World Health Organization, Our World in Data.
Well, all right. Well, thank you, Craig, for the research.
Yeah, this is a really interesting one.
Yeah, I didn't know. I'm going to be on the lookout every year to see what he...
Yeah.
Especially 99. I was like, he gave out, like...
Free game.
free game, bro.
Yeah.
If he could just develop some of the ideas he's fucking
spinning. Thing is, though, like, he put these out, but no one, you know, was on the internet to receive them.
So interesting.
Yeah, next free game he spits, we're fucking hopping on that shit, yeah. Finding somehow. But yeah, 99 was a crazy fucking list. But yeah, with that being said, as customary with the show, we have to take our third shot before the game. This is a shot to knowledge.
Shot to knowledge. The do more we
a,
know.
Do you need a coaster?
Must protect the goods.
I've spilled too many things.
Cheers, boys.
Cheers, brothers.
Cheers to Bill Gates.
Cheers to Bill Gates, man.
Bill Gates doing things.
Wait, actually, is he is that not going to age well?
I don't know. I mean, he's been roughly unproblematic for a decent amount of time of being like one of the world's richest men.
Yeah. Well, he's divorced, right?
No. I think he's still with Melinda Gates.
Okay.
I could be capping.
I know. Okay, Bezos had a problem.
Yeah, a lot of people don't like Bezos.
But I'm talking about divorce-wise.
Oh, divorce-wise. Bill Gates, Melinda. Oh, are they not? Ay-yi-yi. Ah, Melinda okay. French Gates is sharing details about her unbelievable, painful divorce from Bill Gates. Oh.
Yeah.
So they still have the foundation together, though.
Yeah, I think they see eye to eye on the philanthropy.
Yeah, I think that, yeah. I said unbelievable. Mm. I thought that one was mutual.
Bill Gates, in his own words, says that his relationship with his ex-wife is super important, complex, and close. Mm. And he would choose to marry his ex-wife again. I don't know if the feeling is mutual, but I don't know. But it seems like they're on at least the same bar philanthropy-wise.
It's just like, I don't know.
But I mean, divorce doesn't make you a bad person. You know, maybe you just grow apart.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
For sure.
It's an unbelievably painful from
Melinda did say it was unbelievably painful. But yeah.
Yeah, also, like, you know, he is at the forefront of, like, technology, right? So, I mean, he has almost has the power to make most of his predictions to come through. Not from the 99 aspect, but, like, from now on. I feel like he's...
He was the, the mind, like, the experimental mind that of, like, of that generation. Like, the one who had, like, the crazy thoughts, but then, like, for us, we were, like, worrying about, like, when does the next, like, Pokemon episode came out, you know?
Yeah,
yeah. I don't know. There's some people that just grew up with that type of, like, that vein where it's just, like, I have to change.
Oh, yeah,
This light bulb, like...
It could be better.
Yeah, it could be better.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, man.
So I think that, yeah, it's interesting. I want to hear other billionaires' predictions,
what their predictions are.
Yeah, if they have any.
I'm sure... I've heard some on, like, I don't know if they're billionaires, but I've heard some or, successful,
you
know,
anyone in that kind of stratosphere of, yeah. You know.
So far, I know financially the markets, but the thing is though, when you hear like financial markets like going bad and you see the trend, sometimes there's a game, you know, like, okay, like drive the markets low, get your positions, and then boom, it goes up, right?
Yeah.
But what we're seeing now is like, it's the numbers are weird because like, the market health is staying steady, but everything is going up. And you're seeing like flaws everywhere, like eggs, you know, like that whole, like whole groceries has like doubled.
Okay.
In it. Like,
yeah,
things
yeah.
like that.
Price of eggs. Yeah. Okay.
And like you see things, but then the way it looks, it's kind of like it's maintaining, but everything is like rising or the, like when you go into the details, I think 2023 might get a rough. Very rough, yeah.
Interesting.
All right. Well, that being said, I think it's time to play some games. But before we do that, we must do this. Yeah. We're back.
I forgot what that was. I thought it was a shot and not.
Me too.
No, yeah, that's the ad break. What's the shot not music?
Yeah.
Can you smell?
Wrong guy.
Nice. I asked you to do a Stone Cold impression, and then you gave me a rock. Okay.
Dude, he's been working out, Stone Cold.
Dude, I saw his Instagram.
It's
coming back to
looks
Royal
like he's
Rumble.
Doing another
yeah.
back.
I'm just kidding.
I'm trying to like.
Maybe Chris cool. gonna be at the fucking Royal Rumble, bro?
Yeah.
You think so?
Rumors of Stone Cold.
Is there actually a rumor?
I don't know. I mean, why else would he be getting sold?
True.
I haven't seen anything, but I imagine.
That'd
like,
be wild.
Yeah. I would
also rumors of Jay White, but he does that every year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But yeah.
I think Rock, too, also has a big rumor.
Yeah. They've been trying to say Rock versus
Rock Roman.
Yeah. Before we play today's games, we have a couple of weeks where we haven't drank for our past sins.
Oh, shit.
Ooh, wow.
Forgive me,
so, coming in at our fast thoughts from like 4 weeks ago.
Wow.
Jeez.
Yeah. I really dropped the ball on I'm not doing that with Tim. My bad. But we had our fast thoughts. Someone broke into your house. What's the first thing you do? Name a beer. Name a 90s wrestler. Name the best breakfast food. Name the average American.
Are you sure I didn't drink for that?
Did we not? I didn't have votes for it, so I don't think so. I put in the votes like just now.
I thought I drank for Tori Wilson.
No.
Okay. I'm pretty sure I lost.
Yeah, we got a tie for first place. Do you want to recap what the things were?
No.
Okay. Okay.
This wasn't a question. Okay.
All right. Well, first place was a tie between Ryan and I, meaning last place.
Fuck off, Chris.
Or Tori Wilson.
Fucking
one shot.
I had this conversation already.
I don't think we have. I think you were assuming that you would. Maybe we did, but I didn't have vote. I didn't have votes on it, so I don't know how we could have drank for it. But I do feel like you were like, "Oh, I got a vote for Tori Wilson." I feel like we did have this conversation.
It's all right. It's delicious.
But did we just count it manually, and I never put it in?
I might have.
You want to hold on the shot?
Okay.
All right. We'll say we did that one already.
Because if anything, it would be on the last episode, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll come back to that. That's
yeah,
a, that's
that could
a
be
asterisk.
A shot and not.
Yeah.
Okay. So we had our another. Oh, no. We had a fantasy draft, not a Fast Thoughts, with Tim.
Yeah. Okay.
Where we drafted the top athletes that could play another sport.
Yep. Let's do it.
Okay. So coming in first place, the man who knows sports the best out of all four of us.
Sick.
Chris Chavez.
What the hell?
Holy
are you serious?
He had, I think, 3 to 4 votes alone just for Steve Nash.
Wow. Okay. Right on. Hilarious.
Yeah. Second place went to our guest, Tim.
Oh, wow. Let's go, Tim.
People really love LeBron James. We had random LeBron James fans commenting. They don't follow the show at
really?
All.
Oh, really? Oh, cool.
They just saw LeBron James on a post and put, LeBron could play anything. LeBron James. Team Tim. And then coming in third place and fourth place, a tie for last place, Ryan and Sean.
What?
People don't like Tom Brady playing golf.
What a wild
They don't
way.
Like Chris Paul bowling.
It was too real.
Yeah. Ryan's is probably legitimately the best, the most realistic, because they're all, well, besides Serena, she's not played softball, but you can imagine she hits dingers.
Wow.
Sucks to suck.
Dude. Yeah. Sometimes you suck. Chris, you look nervous. You're like handing me this.
You couldn't
I'm
believe
like
it.
Shocked, man.
And you know what? We tied her last place with a grand total of 0 votes. Not one person liked our teams.
Oh, good.
Marshawn
Cheers,
Lynch
man.
And rugby?
Cheers.
Yeah, man. I thought y'all had the most fun teams, like most teams that made sense.
Dude, I just saw the Marshawn Lynch video with Bear Grylls. Y'all saw
oh,
that, right?
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah.
That's old one, right?
Oh, my God, so funny.
So good. Marshawn Lynch was on that. Have y'all seen that Netflix show?
The one with
Will Arnett?
Yes.
Where all improv? Like it's not all improv. Well, it kind of is.
From the guests, it's all improv.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they have like a show, like a mystery. Each episode is like a mystery.
They're
solving
mystery.
A crime, a murder mystery.
Okay.
And then they have a celebrity guest come in and be a part of the episode, but they don't know what the script is. There is no script for them.
So it's like a real life, like, event cosplay thing.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know the right term.
Yeah. I mean, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. Just like
murder mystery type.
Like
thing?
You're thrown into a TV show.
No. Yeah. Okay. It's like literally supposed to have the feel of like a murder mystery like TV show.
And he's playing detective.
Yeah. There's one detective. He knows he has a script. He knows what's going on. But then they bring in a random celebrity, and he has to fit in with the story and the script.
Yeah.
They have to try to solve this. They have to try to solve the mystery together.
They had a clip go viral. When it was Pete Davidson, Jason Bateman, and
I watched that episode.
Who's there was the third guest?
Maya Rudolph.
Yes. Oh, she's so good. Who's Maya Rudolph? She was like an SNL character.
Okay.
In like the Will Ferrell era.
Yeah. She was from Bridesmaids. She was.
Oh, she's
in
Bridesmaids.
Okay, I may know the face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very unique face.
Very unique face.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
She's awesome.
Wait, what's what'd you say she was from?
Bridesmaids.
Bridesmaids, yeah.
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 But what do you call it? Yeah, where they all like purposefully they guessed all the wrong people.
Yes.
Like, on purpose.
Oh my God, it was so funny.
All the actors were
on?
Cracking up.
Netflix.
It's on Netflix.
Oh, okay.
It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess shoot my recommendation out of the way. But yeah, that would be one of them, but it's not After Hours, guys.
Pete Davidson was in that. Did you watch that episode?
No, I haven't. I just saw that clip.
He was in that episode for the amount of time that clip was.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, they literally threw him in the last 2 minutes. It's so funny.
Wow.
That's good. But yeah, that's all the shots for our past games. Ryan, Why don't you go ahead and tell everybody how the dice games work?
Okay, how the dice games work. It's funny.
Right, baby.
It's funny, man, when you have the screen in front of you.
Jesus.
Okay, if you roll a one.
The screen is in front.
That's a waterfall. If you roll a two, why? Jesus. If you roll a two through four, it's mates plus everyone drinks. It's if roll a if you roll a five through seven, fantasy draft. 8 through 10, freestyle. 11 through 13, I had to swallow my
Go on.
Fast thoughts. 14 through 16, death saves. 17 through 19. Word tennis and 20. Other two drink and you choose the game, boy.
All right, let's roll. We're all going to roll our D20s to see who gets to roll for the first game. That's a 14.
Nice. Man, we never...
Ooh, that's a 19?
Jesus.
We never got to play...
Dungeons & Dragons.
11. Dungeons & Dragons, yeah.
We need to. We need to set up a day.
Definitely do another one.
All right, so Chris, first game of the night.
First game of the night. It's a 14.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
Of course. My old friend. Should I put this?
Death save.
Yeah, that's good.
That's good.
Shotties, if you don't know how death saves work is, we're going to roll a d20. Every single digit is a death. Every double digit is a save. Every death is a shot. Every save takes away a shot.
Yep.
If you roll a one, you get two deaths. If you roll a 20, you get two saves. So we're going to roll until we either have three deaths or three saves.
Got him.
Got him.
Blah! Ooh. That'd be 17.
Easy nice. Claps.
11.
Bam.
Done. That's 18.
That's 18? Jesus Christ, wow, this man.
Wait.
Can machine gun
17, 18,
Kelly.
And 11.
Yeah.
15. Wow. Easy.
Six.
I just gotta never say shit.
It's all right, dude.
I just got six.
Is this a six? If this is a six,
13. Okay, ooh, I'm in it. I'm in it. I'm in it, baby. I'm in it.
20.
Where's
got him?
Yeah.
Nice.
Nice.
Good Ryan.
Here we go. Okay. Five.
15. Though. Okay. There you go.
There you go. Six.
Okay.
Oh, no. 17. Okay, okay, there you go. Right. Two deaths, two saves.
Nice.
11.
I didn't see it. It's behind the wall.
Wow.
Feels good. Feels good.
Little... Talk about a dry... never mind. It's too late to be dry January.
We've ruined that.
We've already drank. That first... is a one.
That's a fucking...
No, God, please.
Wow,
no.
The first waterfall.
Wow.
All right, so the way waterfall works is I'm going to roll a D4. And the amount that, if you don't know a D, like when you put D in front of a number, that means like the size of a dice, just in case.
Yeah.
You don't.
Yeah.
You're going to roll a D4, and the number I get on the D4 is going to be the amount of shots I will take.
Oh, shot, not seconds. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, just because we can't waterfall from the, I mean, you could, but, you know, COVID
did
times.
One time. But okay. All right. Talk about it.
That's a four.
Oh shit!
Are you thirsty, bro? Yeah.
I think that's the rest of it. That's the rest of it for sure.
Do we have? Okay,
you got it.
Okay.
You want to? You want to disperse these?
Nah, man, you got
nah,
it.
Nah, it's nah, shit. Nah.
Four to the dome. Okay.
Yeah, dry. Dry January. Holy shit! The worst possible. No way, I'm at an eight? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah?
Fuck.
You want me to roll?
No. That's
there you
one.
Go. One. Two.
Yeah.
Good
job. All right, Ryan.
Good job. Well done.
GG's.
Here we go.
19.
Oh.
Jesus Christ. It's been a while.
Used to just make people drink.
Oh. Wait, what?
When 19s used to just be a drinking thing.
Oh, yeah. We had to change things up.
Yeah.
All right, so What are we gonna drink? We don't have drink left. Oh, we have a sip left.
Yeah. There's like perfect just amount. Enough. Yeah.
All right. If you don't know how word tennis
like
works,
ice cube or something.
Shotties. Ryan is gonna name a topic. We're gonna go in a list and name things that fit into that topic.
It's been a while for this one, huh?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Okay. Yeah. I almost forgot how to play.
We're gonna do this over and over again until somebody messes up twice. Okay.
I'm looking at my phone. I thought I had some.
Oh, you had some lists.
I think I did. I don't think so, though.
Scientific name of funguses. Shit.
Holy fuck.
Oh, man. No, I don't have anything. Types of... actually, I don't know. Do you have anything? Types of... things you find in the kitchen.
Okay.
I like that. All right.
Okay, wait, how specific can we get?
Oh, no, okay. Things you find in a kitchen drawer.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay.
Say, scissors.
Okay. Spatula.
Forks.
Spoons.
Knives.
Like those tea things that you put loose leaf tea in.
Okay.
A grater.
Okay. Mm. Okay. A whisk.
Nice, nice. A rice cooker spoon.
Okay.
Okay.
Nice.
A chopstick.
Mm.
Okay. Solid. The other chopstick. No, I'm just kidding. measuring cups.
You know, if you get a thick one, you might throw like foil in there.
Okay.
Okay.
A pin. What's it? A clasp. A
tongs.
No. A closing potato bag chips.
Oh,
clip.
Yeah.
A clip. There you go.
Cool. Tongs.
Yeah. Of course. Spices.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
How Ryan's cabinets are, dude. Or drawer.
Oh, yeah.
The drawer of spices, bro.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. A straw.
Yeah. A metal. Yeah.
You're not wrong.
Yeah, straw.
A pizza slicer.
Okay, nice, well. Nice. Leftover ketchup packet.
A cookie cutter.
Ooh.
Mm, solid.
Well played. Teaspoons.
Mm. Now, would that fit under spoons?
What? Okay, fine.
All right,
I'll take
one.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, I was all running. Right. I was busy. Paper.
All right.
Okay, things. Okay, let's do types.
Yeah.
Of haircuts.
Oh shit. Okay.
Wow.
Okay, I'm going with
this shot's lined up for me.
A buzz cut.
A taper fade.
A top knot.
Okay. A pompadour.
Mm.
Mohawk.
A Caesar cut.
A zero bald.
Nice. Faux hawk.
Mm, I've heard this one recently, like a wolf cut. It's when long hair.
Yeah.
It's like long and then short.
Something like that, yeah.
A bob.
Mm.
A mullet.
Fuck. See, when you just motherfucker layers? I don't know.
Layers.
Is that
a layer cut? I don't know.
Yeah?
I don't know.
I mean
I'll take the hit. I'll take that.
Are you sure? I think it is. Layers.
Okay, go ahead.
All right.
Yeah.
Cook.
Try to give this man an out. He ain't want it. He ain't want the out.
Hey,
shit.
Man's too noble for his own good.
I don't know.
You're done? Okay,
no,
you're done?
Okay.
Okay, all right.
Okay, wow. All right.
So Chris and Ryan both have a strike.
Yeah.
Okay, things you can put on your hand or wrist.
Okay.
What? Just things you can put on it?
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Literally anything.
No, like accessory things that you could put on your hand.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
a bracelet.
Nice. A watch.
A ring.
What?
Hey, no way. You chose these topics, bro. After three, you're done.
A glove.
Hey.
Okay, all right. Does nail polish count?
Sure, I'll take that.
Nice. A tattoo.
Mm. Okay. A henna.
Ooh. Ooh, wow. Okay. A leather wristband. I have one of those.
Some might call it a bracelet.
Yeah.
Some might call that a fucking bracelet.
Is henna not a tattoo?
No. It's not permanent.
I don't know.
Well, okay. So, okay.
That's a hard one. I don't know.
Type it in. Is henna tattoo? It's henna.
I swear to God, if you type in henna, it's going to say tattoo.
What is henna? A dye prepared from the plant Lawsonia inermis. Henna is a dye prepared.
Okay.
A dye versus ink. So you drink.
Oh, that's nice. That's
solid.
Nice.
Solid.
I like that.
Is a leather band same as bracelet?
I think so. Just like a teaspoon is the same as a spoon.
But I mean, like, you know, I don't know. There's differences.
There's differences for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I feel like in this game, if you name.
So that's what I was going to ask, is like, if like how specific it was going to get.
Yeah. Mm. I have no answers for that.
Sick.
That's just the feeling
it's
you
just,
get.
It's just, you know, like, if it's like we say something and it feels wrong, it must be wrong.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind.
All right, Ryan, why don't you give the shot counts to the shotties?
All right. Well, Chris, with that last loss, tied with me at 4, and Sean with a whopping 8 for the new year.
Doubled you.
Welcome
2023. Wow. Dude, I mean, right. Like, Sean's been a little alcoholic this past couple episodes, I feel like.
No, I've been fucking losing a lot. I'm bad at freestyle. Like, I'm bad at death saves. I'm fucking bad at a lot of shit. Wild. All right. So I have the most shots, so I have to give a recap.
Yeah.
The recap for today essentially is Bill Gates every year gives his predictions on the future of technology, of health, of just general things that he thinks will happen in this world. Mm-hmm. In 99, he fucking went off. He predicted almost everything that was correct. He gave at least 5 different websites and business ideas
that are currently in operation,
making people millions of dollars. He predicted holy fucking moly. Ryan just dropped all his dice. He predicted security cameras. He predicted smart cell phones. He predicted various websites like Expedia or Facebook, things like that, all in 1999. In 2015, he also predicted that the biggest killer of people on the planet in the next decade will not be a war, but will be a epidemic. He very correctly predicted that our nation spends way too much on defense for nuclear, that it did not protect itself enough to prepare for the next epidemic. COVID deaths are at almost 7 million. So he was right on the money with that. Luckily, we never hit 30 million like he predicted might happen. But yeah, essentially, long story short, too long didn't read. Bill Gates makes predictions every single year, and a lot of them turn out to be pretty good. So if you are interested in kind of seeing the future a little bit, you should look forward to the annual Bill Gates predictions. But yeah, I think that's...
Wow.
That's it?
That must have been the greatest recap of all time.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Very accurate.
Yeah.
I try.
Well done.
I approach it completely different from the way you two approach it.
It is true.
All right. Well, that's it for this episode, guys. Thank you so much for listening. It's a fucking brand new year. It's been three years of this.
Yeah. Oh, years, yeah.
Yeah, because we started December 2019, so like
damn,
a year and a month.
Crazy to think.
Well, what, junior year?
Our junior, yeah.
We have this baby, or our child is is in what, daycare?
Yeah.
3 years old?
It was incubated.
Not yet preschool. Yeah. But yeah, thank you guys for listening. God. It's a whole nother year. If you've been rocking with us, or if you're a new listener, we appreciate you.
Gang.
And yeah, if you want to find more Shots and Thoughts, all of our links are in the show notes. And if you want to support some of our friends from our podcast network, Google Cultivate Podcast Network.
Cultivate.
That's an eight.
Yeah, Cultivate. You hear it at the beginning.
Cultivate.
But yeah, shout out to all the Cultivate Podcast fam for doing their thing. If you love true crime, or if you love Reddit, or if you love spooky stories, we got a ton of podcasts over there for you.
Solid network, honestly.
Hell yeah. But outside the network, we want to shout out the Summit Bros. They're our real life childhood friends, and they're fucking doing their thing. If you love sports, specifically basketball, but they talk some baseball, check out the Summit State of Mind. And with that being said,
word.
Anything else? Am I missing anything?
No.
All right, let's
ride this year, Shires.
Oh, this comes out January. Oh my God, I need to fucking charge my laptop. This comes out January 17th. Chris, what are you doing on January 21st?
That's the 22nd.
Okay,
it's not my personal pop-up. But I will be at the day off. Will be at the Punk Rock Garage Sale, hosted by Insomnia Gallery, and I think it's at Equal Parts Brewing, which is cool because I haven't been there.
I've been trying to go there.
Yeah,
looks like a cool spot.
Let me double check.
It's in Edo.
You should go meet us there on the 22nd, guys.
Yeah, let's go get trashed.
What time is it?
Let me double check all this for you, for you and the shotties. It'll be at 1 to 5 p.m. at Equal Parts Brewing in Houston, Texas.
Hell yeah,
gang!
If you're in the area, come through. Say what's up to Chris, and I'll probably stop by at some point, but
woo-hoo.
Yeah, thank you guys for listening. We'll see you guys later next week. We got After Hours.
Let's get it.
Later. Peace. Bye.